Hey everybody, Tally here. Let's drop into a quick meditation. I've been meditating for a little while, so I thought that I would kind of bring you all in. We could drop in together, help stabilize and ground you as we navigate familial dynamics here. Feel free to re-listen to this recording. Just pay attention to your bodies. Imagine there's a column of light moving through the center of your body, starting with the center of your head, and moving all the way down through the center of the body space, through all the meridians, and just blasting light from your highest self all the way down to the core of the planet, just sending deep gratitude to the energy and the consciousness of Gaia, thanking her for creating, helping to create form, and for the opportunity to grow and learn. Just notice how wide you made that column of light. Was it 2 inches, 3 inches, 4 inches? Did it take up your entire spirit body, which is arm's length all the way around you? Just for context, it should maybe make it around 4 to 5 inches for now. And just have it and set it to like a light pulse, sending out frequencies throughout your body, really focusing on the meridians right now, discharging any foreign energy, nothing in present time. Now imagine there's a hula hoop all the way around you, arm's length, starting at the waist. And then from the center seam of that hula hoop drops a slinky in shape, a spiral. And in between the curves of the spiral is impenetrable material. It could be mesh, it could be light, satin, whatever you want. But nothing can get into it. It locks you into the core of the planet. You can even send a double cord down there if you want. And as you find your space that's highlighted just for you, it locks in and then reverberates, and you draw up earth energy that's helping you to diffuse all the old information that's draining out of your spirit body that's been set on release down to the core of the planet. So you have a purification process happening here, discharging of old information, bringing up a fresh energy, move it through the center of each foot. Imagine there's a cylinder on the bottom of each of your feet, and the energy is moving through the center. And as it slowly makes its way up through your ankles, your calves, shins, front and back of your knees, moving up the legs and the thighs into the pelvic area, the root, the sacral meridians, really spending a little bit of time here, kind of swooshing this energy around the pelvic girdle, which is really like a bowl. Now imagine it coming out the back of the sacrum and moving to the back of the grounding cord and going right back to the earth. So now you're really, really grounded and rooted in your body, this earth energy. And you can draw up more energy and now move it again through the bottom of the feet, through the lower half of the body, and now draw it up towards the center of the stomach space, the sacral, your power source, up through the heart chakra. Really swooshing it around here. Moving it up into the meridian of the throat. Helping you to speak your truth, hold your space, and stay grounded and boundaried. Just going to help stabilize the endocrine system, which we'll work on in a second. Now move it into the center of the brain. And out through the top of the crown meridian, kind of makes a, spits out like a fountain, circles around the spirit body, which is arm's length all the way around you. Creating this circular toroidal field of earth energy. And now you've got that light, which is your intelligence, pulsing through the top of the meridians from the 7th to the 13th. It's above your crown, bringing all this new fresh energy into the body, new strategies, new solutions of how to answer people around you, more groundedness from your higher mind, anchoring you in your body, helping you stay grounded, feet on the ground, with earth energy. Now just pay attention to the brainstem. Just imagine if there was something you wanted to work on right now, you wanted more of something or less attachment to something, what would that be? First thing that comes to mind? Just imagine that that's a program and you are encapsulating that program into a ball of energy and it becomes like a little Alka-Seltzer pill that you just push outside of your body, drop it into a glass and watch it dissolve. Imagine you just kind of handing that glass to your highest self. And he or she throws it out into infinity, totally dissolved, blows it up, purifying it, transmuting it, thinking that information. This is a way that you can visualize subconscious programs leaving you. On my end, I've cast a big old protective bandwidth of frequencies that you have all attached to, kind of helping you tune up a little bit, just holding the container for you here. You all have very different things you want to work on, so run yourself mentally through that exercise, and I will help you on my end ensure that that gets done all the way. Now go to C7, I believe, where the brainstem and the spine meet. Focus on that area. If you can feel and tune into this space, and there's a pattern here, what is that pattern? First thing that comes to mind. Stay with it. Once again, turn it into a ball. It can be a ball of gel. It can be a ball of something. It doesn't have to be a ball. It can just turn into an object. push it out of your field. Hand it over to your highest self and let him or her take care of it. And then just repeat this with yourself where you feel tension in your body. Really generating some pretty high theta right now. So just settle into this space. Now imagine there's some cosmic gel coming into the center of your brain, moving through all the neural pathways. I'm going to amplify deeper states of neutrality here within this cosmic gel. Now let it ooze, just pick a color, first color that comes to mind. Now imagine it oozing through the brainstem, throughout the spine. Really moving out any of this old information, helping you have your own back. Now run it through the entire electrical system of your body. Really resetting and recalibrating your nervous system. Central nervous system, parasympathetic nervous system, sympathetic, polyvagal, oozing throughout this entire system. Really anchoring you with stability, more of your highest expression. Gratitude, love, neutrality. Thank yourself for showing up. Just even taking a few minutes to drop in as a group, as a collective, in collaboration with your highest self. Grateful to lead you guys. Question everything. Be kind to yourself, especially as we navigate familial dynamics and holiday time. And I'll see you guys on another Medi. Take care.